Glad to be amongst God's people.
Amen.
Start my reading tonight in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, because we're going to be turning there. And this message tonight concerns matters of the heart. And been pondering and reading about this for the last couple of weeks. And there's a lot to preach in this. Amen. There's a lot of stuff that's going on here in about the 29, 30, and 31 that I just, ain't no way I can get it all out tonight. But I tell you what, if you go home and read it, amen, you can be able to find some of the stuff that I might be skipping around to tonight, the Lord being our helper. But I tell you what, this is a good lesson to be learned here tonight, these three pages. And I'm just going to go ahead and start reading a little bit and see where the Lord takes us tonight. 2 Chronicles 29, starting at verse 1, it says, Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old, and he reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together into the east street and said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers had trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God and have forsaken him. And have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch and put out the lamps and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto God, the God of Israel. Wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as you see with your eyes. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for us. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister unto him and burn incense. And the Levites arose, and then starts naming all these names that I ain't going to try to pronounce. If you will, skip down to verse 15. After it names all these names, it says, And they gathered their brethren, and sanctified themselves, and came according to the commandment of the king, by the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. The priests went in unto the inner part of the house of the Lord, to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord, into the court of the house of the Lord. The Levites took it to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month came they to the courts of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days, and in the 16th day of the first month they made an end. Then they went into Hezekiah the king and said, We have cleansed all the house of the Lord and the altar of burnt offering with all the vessels thereof and the showbread table with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression have we prepared and sanctified. And behold, they are before the altar of the Lord. If you want to go, Lord, with me in prayer one more time.
Bless you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be here. God, we can do nothing without the rest of all evenings and with the message here. God, we're not in the Lord, God, for ourselves, we can't cling with you. What is that? What is that? What is that? God, it's that. What is that? What is that? What is that? What is that? What is
Bless you,
a lot of reading tonight on that, but I tell you what, It's some good reason, amen. We hear about Hezekiah a lot. Most of the time we hear about Hezekiah. Amen. It's about his sickness that he was sick unto death. And we hear about Isaiah taking a trip down to his house. Amen. Being sent of the Lord. And, amen. Having to turn his face against the wall and say, amen, that he was going to get his house in order. Amen. Yeah. We find that Hezekiah lived, amen, another 15 years. But that's about all we ever hear about Hezekiah. Amen. I begin to read about this. Amen. About Hezekiah here this past week. We begin to study about it. Amen. As I read more and more of this, amen, didn't know what I was going to preach on tonight. Didn't know where the Lord wanted me to go. Amen. Until we started going down the highway and my thoughts just kind of focused. Amen. On these scriptures. Amen. And we sat down and, amen, after the fellowship was over, after the singing was over, amen, the Lord directed my attention to a verse. Amen. That we just read here that some of you may have missed it. Amen. But it's in verse 16. It says, the priest went into the inner heart of the house of the Lord to cleanse it and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Amen. Hey, if you read over just a little bit further than that in chapter 30, verse 14, it talks about taking all the idols and all the old altars, amen, to this same brook. Amen. And if you read about the art and archaeological discoveries about that brook, hey, they used that place for a dumping ground.
Come on, brother.
So they took all these unclean vessels and they went to the brook Kidron. Amen. Hey, if the Lord give me a thought tonight, the thought that He's got on my heart is taking out the trash. Amen. I begin to think about this. It said, amen, in verse 5, amen, that the king commanded them to get all the filthiness out of the house of the Lord. Amen. To get all the filthiness out of the temple. The temple had been shut down. The doors have been closed for many years. And we find that Hezekiah had it in his heart. How the Lord put it there for him to reopen church and to start having again. Amen. I tell you what, I believe Hezekiah's heart was in the right place, not just because of what he did. Amen. Because of some verses that come on later that the Lord helped him. We'll get into that. But if not, like I said, go home and read your Bible, chapter 29 through about 31. And you'll be able to see all this stuff we're talking about.
Bless you, Lord.
But he commanded them to get all the filthiness out of the house. Can you imagine how old, how long the house had sits, undisturbed, unused, amen, with the doors closed, amen, cobwebs probably all over the place, amen, dust flying everywhere, amen, I believe it was Hezekiah. He didn't want to, amen, to see the temple in those kinds of ruins. God said he's the God of the living, amen, not of the dead, amen. I tell you what, he told us to come out from the unclean thing, and he will receive us. Amen. You think of the Hezekiah, amen, wanted to cleanse the temple, amen, that God will be able to have a place to dwell. They went with them in the tabernacle. God went with them in the tabernacle. Amen. And he dwelt in that holy place. Amen. They set up. Amen. Then finally Solomon came out and built a temple that was designed. Amen. The things were all put together by David. And God put on his heart to build that temple. And we find that the cloud of smoke resided, amen, on the mercy seat in the temple. Amen. It had been forsaken for so many years. And Hezekiah, it was in his heart when he was just 25 years old.
Amen.
He began to reign. It was in his heart, amen, to get the temple back to where it needed to be.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
But first he had to do some housekeeping.
Amen.
First he had to do some housekeeping. Amen. His heart had to be right. His heart had to be in it. Amen. There's many times in these few chapters here that we hear the words a heart mentioned. Amen. It said in chapter 30, verse 12, it said also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of the Lord. Amen. It said in chapter 30, verse 18, at the end of that, the good Lord pardon everyone that prepareth his heart to see God. Amen. The heart's got to be in the right place. Amen. Before you can even start to think about cleaning house.
Yeah.
A lot of people today got it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a lost man, he'll say, as soon as I straighten my life out, as soon as I get things fixed up, I'll be in church come Sunday morning if it's that quick. But I tell you what, they'll go through their graves thinking they're going to get fixed up someday.
That's right.
Hey, because I tell you what, God works on the heart, amen. He works on the inside. That Holy Spirit comes and tugs. Amen. At that heart's door, God, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand for and knock." Amen. If any man come unto me, my Father will sup with him. Amen. Today, God's knocking on people's hearts today. He's worried about the way their life is. He wants their heart. Amen. To be right, that He can work from the inside out.
Amen. Right.
We try to work from the outside in.
Yeah.
We got Alcoholics Anonymous. We got every 12-step program in the world that you can think of.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of them, amen, have to keep going to the meetings.
Yeah.
A lot of them have to, amen, sometimes they'll go to the 12 steps. Hey, and you get, they'll take one more drink.
Yeah.
Amen, out of that, the temptation's too great. And they find themselves back to square one again.
Yeah,
right. Amen.
Amen, it's because they're trying to fix a symptom.
Uh-huh.
Amen, and not the cause.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you every kind of medication for every kind of illness you can think of. Hey man, most of the time you're just a human guinea pig. They'll give you one thing. If that don't work, come in and try it. We'll try something else. We don't really have a clue what we're doing. We got a degree. We don't even know what we're doing. Hey man, but hey man, you just come in tomorrow, we'll test something else on you. And maybe one of these things will work.
Amen.
By the way, you can pay me $20,000 after it's over with. I'm glad God gives us free.
Amen.
I'm glad God gives us free. Nothing but grace. Amen. To save a sinner like me.
Amen.
No doctor on this earth could take away the sin, amen, that was in his own heart. Amen. Ain't nothing in the world that could cure the disease of sin except for the precious blood of Christ.
Amen.
The great physician is the only thing that can cure the sin of this world.
Amen.
Amen. The best thing, hey man, that man has ever known came to this old world and swallowed clothes. And he gave the only thing he had. He gave up everything, amen, just so he could live a few days down here with you and me. Get to know us a little bit better. And go back to heaven. Amen. After he had died and gave his whole life. Amen. Went back to heaven, amen, to present himself.
Amen.
A sacrifice. Pure and holy.
Amen.
Amen. It's by grace through faith.
Right.
Are you saved?
Yeah.
Amen. It's a gift of God, not of yourselves. Let's see, amen, Chabos. You can't find it in the bottle. You can't find it in the pill medicine cabinets. Amen. You can't go out here finding a 12-step program.
Right.
Amen. You're going to find it, amen, at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Mary found herself at the feet of Jesus. Amen. When all was said and done, the Gadarene demonic found himself at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Clothed and in his right mind, amen.
Amen.
Hey, when you take it to the Lord, amen, the things get worked out.
Amen.
There's not a trace of anything left behind.
That's right.
They didn't even know who the demoniac was.
That's right.
When Jesus got through with
him. Yeah.
Wasn't a trace of whatever he had on him. Amen. It was a clean bill of health.
Amen.
Hezekiah wanted to get the temple cleansed.
Amen.
Amen. But the heart had to be right.
Yeah,
before he was able to get the temple cleansed.
Yeah.
Hey, the people today will worry more about their situation and their heart where it is.
Yeah.
Amen. Instead of trying to get all the symptoms fixed up, get out of the beer joints and all the places in this world. Amen. If they just come to the old-fashioned altar, like Kerry says, find an altar in your heart and begin to call on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
The Bible says, whosoever does that will be saved.
Saved.
To the uttermost. Hezekiah's heart was in the right place.
Thank you, Lord.
In verse 21 of chapter 31, we find that it talks about Hezekiah. Amen. It says that in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart.
Praise all.
And prosper.
Amen.
Amen. If we could get off the prosperity doctrine today that most preachers are teaching on TV. Amen. It said that what he did for the service of God, he prospered in.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't say he bought him a new Cadillac. Amen. He got him a nice fine home. Amen. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If the Lord blesses you with it, amen. But that thing can become worldly in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money.
That's right.
Because when things possess you instead of you possessing things,
Come on,
that's the problem.
That's right. Amen.
Hezekiah was a king, David was a king, Solomon was a king, every one of them was rich. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, every one of them was rich.
Amen.
God gave the increase.
That's right. Amen.
People are going out here and spending their money on lottery tickets. Oh, Lord, the preacher's preaching on the lottery ticket. Yeah, I tell you what, if the Lord leads, that's where we're going to go. Amen. Spend their whole life saving on the lottery, trying to get it rich, get big. Amen. Might as well go ahead and stand outside the lightning storm.
Amen.
If you got better chances of getting struck by lightning than you do,
that's right,
winning the lottery. Amen. Put your trust in the Lord. Amen. I believe it was Proverbs. Amen. I believe it was Solomon. Maybe it was even King Abner, the one in Proverbs chapter 30 that talked about the virtuous woman. That said, feed me with food that's convenient for me.
Amen.
Lest I forget, I can't quote it exactly right, but lest I forget. Amen. Where it come from, basically, is what he said. Let's not turn away. Everything that you put on my table. Amen. There's an old song that says, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I've got a room up above me. I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and there's shoes on my feet. Amen. There's peace in the heart. Amen. And that's all you need to get by. Toss them old lottery tickets aside. Put it out of the house. Amen. Get the heart right. Clean the house up. Get the filthiness out.
Yeah, right.
Hey, only God. Then only God could come in and dwell among you.
Right.
Hezekiah's heart was to get the presence of the Lord that had departed from the whole nation.
Yeah.
He wanted to get it back.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Boy, you should want to get the Lord back if ever you should lose His presence.
Right.
Oh, you should be willing to do anything. Hey, get down on your knees, pray, seek the Lord, and dust and ashes like old Job did. Hey, if ever it should leave you, amen.
Amen.
Clean up the house. Amen. It even talked about the priest wasn't even sanctified like they should be. And Hezekiah had to ask God to pardon everyone. They couldn't do the sacrifice on the first month. That and do it on the second month. Everything was so out of whack, out of kilter and chaotic. Amen. They couldn't get things done right.
Come on, brother.
And now Hezekiah said, start with the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Today we need to start with this old house.
Amen.
Yeah. The temples where they went and cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Paul said that we know ye not that you are the temple of God.
Yeah.
Amen. We expect God to dwell in this temple. Amen. We got to start sweeping up. Amen. Sweeping up for His house. Amen. On me, on me, on me. I'll be the first one to admit it. Hey, there's places in my life that I could clean up a lot better. Amen. 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 If we just let the Lord take over and do the housekeeping. Amen. You can see people saved.
Right.
And we can see people coming in wanting to get what you've got. And we can see revival.
Amen.
I read this and I thought about revival. Hey man, you want to get a good revival? Clean up the house. Clean up the house. You want revival in your heart? Start taking the stuff out of the closet. Amen. Do some rearranging. Take it to the Good Samaritan and just get it out. Praise the Lord. His heart was in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Another verse of scripture come to me just before I left the house. Didn't even know what it was for until now.
Bless him, Lord.
It says Hebrews 13:9. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing. It is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Amen. It is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. It is with the heart, amen, that man confesses with the mouth. It's the heart where salvation begins to spring and grows up. It's the heart that fallow ground that needs to be broken up so that the good ground may come forth and the word which is the seed can be distributed among the good ground. The heart is where it begins.
Amen.
Don't worry about, amen, don't start worrying about the symptoms, amen. tackle the problem head on.
Amen.
He may get your heart right where God wants you to be.
Amen.
And then God can work with you
to
clean some things up.
Yeah.
Amen. You've got to give it over to Him. Amen.
Amen.
It's His old heart that the wickedness springs from. If we give it to God, amen, He can start working with it.
Amen.
And change it into something He can use.
That's right.
But our heart's got to be
right.
If we want to take out the trash, our heart's got to be
right.
We got to be wholehearted. Amen. It was a lawyer. Somebody asked Jesus. He said, what's the greatest commandment?
Come on.
Not only were there 10, there's about 600 something laws that Moses had wrote down.
Yeah, that's right.
Which one of them 600 something is the greatest?
Yeah.
He said, I'll tell you a couple that everything hangs on.
Everything.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
He said, the second's like the first.
Yeah.
Love thy neighbor
as
thyself.
Amen.
Amen. We've got to start with the heart.
That's right.
Love the Lord with our, is our heart in it?
Yeah.
Is our heart in it? I'd ask everyone if they would to stand.
Bless your heart.
Who can come get a song if they got one on the heart? Didn't know how this message was going to go, but
yeah.
It was. I'm glad Jason said what he did up here. That's what I need. That's the encouragement that I need. I feel where God's going to be today. And if your heart needs to be fixed up, amen. If it ain't exactly where it needs to be, amen. That tonight is your night. Amen. They used to have an old TV show called This Is Your Life. Amen. This is your life tonight, amen. And it's up to you what you want to do with it. Maybe you want to spend eternity. Because this right here ain't all it is when it's said and done. Just a drop in the bucket compared to eternity. As they say,
Lord, I know in your sanctuary.